Chapter 8. Bent Compass. Control Tower, Fort Brazos, Joint Military Reserve Base, Day Zero, 6:50 a.m. General Marcus bounded up the control tower staircase two steps at a time while two escorting MPs tried to keep up. The last few hours had been a mind-boggling blur, one crisis after another. He had decided he needed a higher perspective on things, so he'd found his way through the chaos to the control tower. A lieutenant coming down the stairs met and followed him up the stairs to a landing halfway up. Marcus grunted an acknowledgement and tersely demanded, "Status report!" Lieutenant Daryl Guevara carried a sheaf of reports, but didn't look at them.
"Sir, no change. Per your orders, the base is locked down. Air cap is scrambled. It was two F-18s that had stopped over last night and were already prepped, though their original Navy pilots couldn't be quickly found. Fortunately, we had two qualified Air Force pilots available, and they are in the air. We also have gunships orbiting the base. We're still sorting out the, new arrivals, and on that, we have no, clue, sir."
"What's this about no comms?"
"Sir, there are still no comms, but local and local civilian and the civilian traffic is more confused than ours. What's worse, sir, is that there is no satellite reception at all."
"Wait, no satellite? What do you mean? A satellite isn't responding?"
"No, sir. There is no satellite connection of any kind, sir. There are no military or civilian satellites, no comm or GPS or anything. Not even civilian birds like DirecTV. Nothing. Not just ours, not anybody's. Not even GNSS or the Russians or anyone's birds, secured or otherwise. There is no traffic of any kind, from anywhere, encrypted or in the clear. Sir, there's not even any background noise, and that's just not possible."
"EMP?"
"Sir, there is no indication of EMP effects on the ground, sir, and it is not interference. Our equipment is working. Even the unshielded equipment is working. Sir, no matter what we've tried, there's just no signal to receive."
"Continue."
"Sir, there is no terrestrial RF of any kind other than local traffic. Not even ham radio, from anywhere outside of the local Fort Brazos area, and we're getting weird bounces and echoes on our own RF traffic. Also, both the secure and the public internet is weird. It acts like it is up, but there is no inbound traffic. It's like everything is frozen."
Marcus turned and stared at him. Lieutenant Guevara swallowed and added,
"And about the friendly fire incident, sir. Nobody was seriously hurt. We're sorting it out."
Marcus blinked, grunted again, and continued his ascent up the staircase. Lieutenant Guevara followed the general into the control room. It was the best vantage point on the base with its wraparound windows, given the relatively flat Texas prairie the old base was spread across. Organized chaos ruled the room. The worry, tension, and fear were thick. Everywhere, servicemen and women were frantically talking into headsets, on phones, or otherwise engaged. All were sweating despite the chill air in the room. Lieutenant Guevara opened his mouth to order the room to attention, but Marcus waved him off, looking around, taking in the room. He walked to an observation area at the windows. Outside, vehicles raced in every direction, helicopters circled, and things more or less looked like a kicked-over ant mound. The fog still hung heavy, but seemed to be clearing a little. Meanwhile, the flight controller was talking to someone. Marcus nodded to Guevara, and the lieutenant quietly said something to the flight controller, who looked up and nodded acknowledgement and flipped a switch, putting the audio on speakers. The radar screen showed two ascending blips with associated transponder labels. Marcus stood behind the controller and gripped the back of his chair.
Flight controller, "Banshee confirmed. You have no traffic at all, any range. No radar, no IFF signals, nada."
Banshee,
"Copy, tower. No traffic. Nothing. Anywhere. Climbing at Angels 15, zero visibility."
Flight controller,
"Roger, Banshee. Confirm signals check."
Banshee, "Copy, tower. Signals check. I got no GPS, no SATCOM, no TACCAN, no VOR. Tower, I got nothing but thee and me."
Flight controller,
"Roger, Banshee. Acknowledge no signals."
Banshee, "Chuckles. Confirm your compass status."
Chuckles.
"Copy, Banshee. Compass is bent."
Banshee,
"Tower, both our compasses are bent."
Flight controller,
"Roger, Banshee. Confirm compass malfunction."
Banshee,
"Tower, passing Angels 30.